and it was a pity he was blind and couldn't touch me, for black men don't touch white men any more, only by accident, when they make something like mother and child. He said to me, "What are you thinking?" I said, "Many things," and my inarticulateness distressed me. For I knew he wanted something from me. I felt him fall back, angry, hurt, desiring. I didn't know. He stopped at the main entrance to the station, but I didn't tell him I couldn't go in there. I got out and said to him, "Thank you for the sociable evening." "They liked having you," he said. "Did you see that?" I said, "Yes, I saw that." He sat slumped in his seat, like a man with a burden of incomprehensible, insoluble grief. I wanted to touch him, but I was thinking about the train. He said good night, and I said it too. We each saluted the other. What he was thinking, God knows, but I was thinking he was like a man trying to run a race in iron shoes and not understanding why he cannot move. When I got back to Orlando, I told my wife the story, and she wept.